He has no matches. And none of the Sterno stuff, either. I believe that one night, early on this would have been, he came upon one of our fires with live coals still under the ash, and he was able to carry some with him for a few days after that, and so have a fire at night. It's how the ancient rock dwellers used to carry fire on their journeys, or so I was told. Susanna nodded. She had been taught roughly the same thing in a high school science class, although the teacher had admitted a lot of what they knew about how Stone Age people got along wasn't true knowledge at all, but only informed guesswork. She wondered how much of what Roland had just told her was also guesswork. And so she asked him. It's not guessing, but I can't explain it. If it's the touch, Susanna, it's not such as Jake had. Not seeing and hearing or even dreaming, although, do you believe we have dreams sometimes we don't remember after we awaken? Yes. She thought of telling him about rapid eye movement and the REM sleep experiments she'd read about in Look magazine, then decided it would be too complex. She contented herself with saying that she was sure folks had dreams every single night that they didn't remember. Mayhap I see him and hear him in those, Roland said. All I know is that he's struggling to keep up. He knows so little about the world that it's really a wonder he's still alive at all.
Do you feel sorry for him?
No. I can't afford pity, and neither can you. But his eyes had left hers when he said that, and she thought he was lying. Maybe he didn't want to feel sorry for Mordred, but she was sure he did, at least a little. Maybe he wanted to hope that Mordred would die on their trail. Certainly there were plenty of chances it would happen, with hypothermia being the most likely cause.